Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing today?
I do good. How about you?
You know what? Off. We had a three day weekend, so that's that was pretty good. I mean, I wish it was a little longer, but
definitely.
Here we are. Kyle, I'm gonna try to keep things pretty straightforward. And straight to the point here with you. Just a few questions. Sketchology. I'm sorry, I'm not know if I'm pronouncing that right. General Services. Harold tells me that you've been in business for how long now? I mean, has it been a year, under a year?
I just recently started as a legitimate company, but I was doing work back in 2020, kind of on and off as a quote unquote side gig type of business. So it hasn't really been very long, I don't think. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you working solo, Kyle, or do you have help? How are you operating?
Solo.
Okay. I guess I just want to be very transparent with you, Kyle. At this time, let's say you start getting calls from the Google platform, which was normally what would happen, right? Are you in a position now where you're able to take on new clients? Are you able to accept more work?
Yes, and actually, I've been trying to work with another company as well to try and get some clients.
Okay. Well, I mean, if clients is what you're looking for, that's something that we could definitely help. I mean, that's not a challenge for us here. So, this is what we're able to offer. What we're offering, is to place, Sketchology General Services, on the first, page of Google, right? So we will set you right alongside of your competitors. Mr. Appliance of St. Clair County, Thumb Appliance Repair, Kimball Appliance, a few more that Mr. Appliance, Dependable Use Appliance, Miller Maytag, Affordable Appliance, M&M, and Higher Standards. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Kyle.
I've heard of a couple of them.
Okay. Well, these companies, I mean, here's the reality. All they're doing that's different than what you're doing is that they're paying to be promoted within the first page of Google, and that's what's keeping them busy, right? That's what continues to have them get that continuous flow of traffic coming in, is because when somebody goes on Google and looks for anything that has to do with appliance repair, these companies come up as first options, okay? And that's where we would be placing your business, is right alongside of your competitors. So now your company will also pop up as one of the top recommended on that first page. So anyone, they go on Google, they're looking for anything that has to do with appliance repair, you will be also one of the top recommended options within that first page of Google, okay? And that's a big deal, right? You'll see it yourself. I mean, it's a big change because once you're on that first page, I mean, you won't be short of work. Now the other question I have, Kyle, the time that you have the company, have you created a website for the business or is that something you haven't got to yet?
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay. Well, the only reason I'm asking, sir, is that part of the service that we offer, we would build a website for. How do you pronounce your company, if you don't mind me asking, Kyle? I know I'm saying it incorrect.
Sketchology.
Okay. So we would build the website for Sketchology, Actually, I just text over to you a sample site that will show you what we would, you know, be able to build for Sitology. Obviously, we want to put you on the first page of Google. We want, you know, make sure that you look very legitimate and professional. Can you let me know if you got that text message? I sent it to you via text. It's going to come from our company, Local Splash, and it's going to, you know, once you open the text message, it's going to say appliance repair. And then it's going to show you a sample of the website. Do you mind letting me know if you got that?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, once you open that, let me know when you're looking at appliance repair. I'll go over it really quick with you here.
Yep, I'm looking at it.
Now you see there where it says appliance repair, the title there would take Sitology General Services. That would be the title to the website. And then right underneath that where it says services, this is where we would list all the services that you offer the public. Right? Like this company, they show you an example. But, I mean, your website would look very similar. Refrigerator repairs, dishwasher repair, dryer repair, whatever it is that you do, that you offer the public, again, we'll list it on here. If you have any pictures of the work that you do, obviously we list it on the website as well. If you don't have pictures, it's not a big deal. We always can use generic ones from the web. But here's where we list every, you know, this is where the clients on Google will be able to see what you offer. And then right underneath that where it says our story, this is where we talk about how much experience you have under your belt. And obviously we'll talk about Sitology, you know, and make you obviously look very professional. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it says hours of operation. This is where we list what time you're able to take calls from clients, navigation, how far outside of Port Huron you're able to travel for customers, and then the information for the business, obviously. And if you look at the bottom right portion of it, Kyle, there's like a little phone and text message icon. Do you see those?
Yep.
We will link up your number to the website and to Google. So when the customer wants to call you, they don't have to look up your number, Kyle. All they're going to do is hit that little phone icon symbol, and that's going to connect them directly to your phone. Okay? So aside from putting you on the first page of Google, we would build a website for Sitology. How about social media, Kyle? Are you on any, like, do you have a Facebook or an Instagram, anything of that nature?
I have a personal Facebook, but I don't post anything on there.
Okay, okay. Well, the reason that I ask, Kyle, is that Google works hand-by-hand with Facebook. And what we would do, of course, if you like, because it also generates quite a bit of work, and our clients just love that fact, we would help you build a business Facebook account for Sitology, and then we will promote it. You know, we will take care of promoting that Facebook page for you, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you for Sitology, which is something that our clients just love. I don't know if you've been on your personal Facebook or, you know, the last time you used it. Sometimes you're just scrolling through your friends or the news or whatever it is you're watching, and then suddenly you get ads that pop up for electricians, plumbers, you know, people that cut trees or whatever the case is. So it would be the same, just substituting that with appliance services. So now when people are scrolling through Facebook, they're going to see Sitology pop up on their Facebook feed. Okay. And then, lastly, we work with Apple as well, Kyle. So we would also list you to the Apple website for anyone that uses an iPhone, that uses Safari to do searches. We would also list you through there as well. But here's the bottom line, Kyle. Even though we, you know, we work with Facebook, we do the ads, we work with Bing, we work with Apple. They work great, you know, and that's why we work hand by hand with them, but nothing compares to being on that first page of Google right alongside of the guys that you say you know. You know, like I said, that's how these guys stay busy, right? It's not that they're doing any better work than you, I promise you that. It's the simple fact that, you know, they come up as first options on Google, and that's really the golden ticket. So that's where we would be placing you with the website. The pricing that we run, Because you do qualify for the new in business rate, the pricing is reduced for you. Here, let me pull that up really quick here.
Okay.
It's actually, it's actually quite affordable. It's $299 a month. That's a reduced rate that you get, for being a new in business rate, Kyle. And there's no contract attached to that. Okay. It's month to month. What does that mean? It means that you have the right to cancel the service at any time. But obviously, I mean, let's be frank, Kyle. I mean, if we're keeping you busy, I mean, this is the first page of Google, right? I mean, if we're keeping you busy, I don't think that you would want to cancel the service, right? But because it's not a contract, you do have that right, right? And we obviously know that in order for us to keep you as a customer on a long-term basis, you know, it's very simple. We simply have to produce results, right? Now, I do want to ask also, Kyle, are you open for commercial work or you're just doing residential right now?
Oh, I'm very open to commercial work. I honestly have been trying to target a little bit more on the commercial side than residential.
Okay.
I've noticed that times are a bit tough for individual people, but those companies, you know, they're very grateful and need a helping hand for sure.
You're absolutely correct. You hit the nail right on the head with that one. You're absolutely correct. And that's definitely something that we also have available, you know, is to list you within commercial so you can pick up commercial work. Now, if we start sending you commercial work, Kyle, that requires a little bit of help. I mean, do you have availability? I mean, I don't want to say availability, but do you have the ability to get help if you needed it?
Yeah, I could probably find somebody for sure. I've seen a bunch of people looking for work these days.
Right. Okay. All right. Perfect. That's what we wanted to hear. Okay. And then Kyle is your first name. Your last name is Sched, S-H-S-C-H-E-I-D.
It's more pronounced Sched, but yes. Yep.
Hey. But, you know, I appreciate that correction, brother. Do you have an email address, Kyle, that you can share with us where we can send you, the information and the confirmation?
Yep, it's Shidology@yahoo.com.
Okay, Shidology. No way, that's a tongue twister for me there. Shidology. Yahoo. Okay. You know, I haven't seen it, Yahoo in a while. Okay. S-C-S-H-I. Okay. Perfect. Now, the number that we have here, Kyle, the 810-314-9752, is that a good number to list on Google where the customers can call you, or do you have a different number that you would want to list on there to get the calls, both commercial and residential?
For right now, we'll just use that phone number until I can get a better phone number.
Okay, perfect. Just keep in mind, when you're working here alongside with Google on that first page, we can also always provide what we call the like a tracking number, which is a secondary number that we can provide at no cost if you wanted to have a secondary number where because you want to have your personal line and then a number where you just get calls from work, if that makes any sense. Okay, we can also provide that. Okay. Now, what time and what days did you want it to show on Google that you're open for business?
Probably Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to... to 12 p.m. for right now.
12 p.m. Okay.
I'll probably change it in the near future.
Yeah, you can always change that. That's not a big deal. Now, there's another important question because this is also, gonna put you aside and get you more work, Kyle. Are you Are you available for emergency 24-hour service? I mean, only emergencies 24 hours.
For emergencies.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Now,
I'd love to say so, but right now, unfortunately, not right now, but
not right now. Okay.
New future for sure.
Okay, no worries. And then, how about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you doing weekends or just Monday through Friday?
I'm just trying to stick with Monday through Friday for right now.
Okay.
Until I can accumulate enough work to bleed into the weekend.
Trying to
keep a little for extra time if needed. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And then, Kyle, how many miles are you willing to travel for new clients outside of Port Huron? I mean, are you willing, you know, this is important because this is, you know, the visibility that we're going to put you in and, you know, to let the clients know how far you're willing to travel. I think that you had advised Tara that you're willing to do anywhere between 25 and 40 miles. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, no more than 40.
No more than
40. Right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. Okay, and then we're going to help you with that Facebook page. And then the website, the one that, you know, just like the one that I sent to you, like I said, we're going to build that one for you. By any chance, Kyle, have you taken pictures of any of the work that you've done, or do you have any?
Unfortunately, no. It never really came across my mind at the time.
Okay. No worries. Like I said, it's not a big deal. We can always use generics, but, you know, once you start getting new clients, if you can, you know, take some pictures because that definitely is going to help quite a bit, brother. Okay. All right, here, bear with me. I'm almost done here. Thank you for being patient. Now, I do have to create a password for this account, Kyle. This is in case, you know, you call us or we call you. We want to make sure that, you know, we're only speaking with you. You are able to choose one of these three questions, and then whatever answer you give me, that would be the password for the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. You can choose one of those as a security question.
Okay. Well, before we proceed further, is that if I ask you one question?
No, yes, please. I mean, you can ask all the questions you want, brother. The questions are free.
All right. How did you hear about me exactly?
Well, here's the thing. We, Tara, who is in our marketing department, I don't know if you have a listing. Normally the way that they hear about you is if you have a listing through, let's say, Yelp, Angie's List, Home Advisor, our marketing department can see that you don't have, a presence within, Google, and that makes you a premier candidate for us, right? So, that's, you know, like I said you were working with someone else. Would this company be Angie's List, Home Advisor, Thumbtag, anything of that nature?
Yeah, probably Angie's List, or more or less Angie Leads. Recently, was talking with Angie Leads and under a subscription for more leads and clients. So
yeah. So Angie's Leads, that's how we came across your information, because we, once our marketing team runs that information, we see that you have no presence on Google. And just so you know, Angie's Leads and Google is, you know, night and day, right? I don't know if you know this, but I'll let you in on some information. Even Angie's, what they do, well, I don't know if you knew, but do you know where they get their leads that they try to sell to you?
No, I don't.
We get them from Google, Kyle.
Oh.
So isn't that ironic, right? So what they do is that they'll put up a listing on Google that says 10 best appliance companies around the Port Huron area. So people click on that, assuming that they're contacting a company, but it's Angie's List listing. So they put up their own listing on Google. They buy the leads from Google, and what they do, they just resell them to their clients 3 or 4 times the pricing. So when we put Sitology directly on Google, you're basically cutting out the middleman, right? You don't need to use Angie's to do what they do for you, right? Because all they're doing is charging you extra for that. And then the other upside that people love about Google is that there's no pay-per-lead, right? So it doesn't matter how many phone calls you get, how many leads you get. You pay that flat rate of $2.99 once a month. And despite whether you get, let's say, 12 jobs in 1 month and then next month you get 18 jobs, that $2.99 is never going to change, Kyle. That's a flat rate. Okay? So we don't charge you per lead. We don't charge you per call. And we do not charge you for the many jobs that you get. And it's Google. I mean, it's going to keep you busy. So regardless of how many jobs you land, as long as you pay that flat rate, we continue to keep you busy. Okay. So,
yeah, I wish you would have called sooner.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, you'll be able to compare side by side. And I mean, I promise that, once you see the Google services, it's going to be a no-brainer to you who you're going to keep. Now, going back to that question, Kyle, like I said, you're able to choose from your mother's name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
It's the city I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay, and what is that?
Pontiac.
Pontiac, perfect. Can you just spell that for me to make sure I have it correct?
Yep. P-O-N-T-I-A-C.
Okay. That's what I have here. Pontiac, okay. Just remember, Pontiac will be the password to the account, okay? And then, sorry that I'm asking you this again, but the system is prompting me to ask you. Right now, again, if you start getting calls commercial as well as residential, you are able to attend to new clients, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. And then, Kyle, do you have access to Gidology@yahoo.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect, because that's what we would be sending the confirmations. All right, bear with me here one second. Aside from this whole Google stuff, Kyle, how's your day going, brother?
Not too bad.
That's good, man. That's awesome. Bear with me here one second. I'm just listing you for commercial work as well. That's pretty awesome you're able to do commercial, because we do have, quite a bit of opportunity of that pending. So bear with me one second. Okay. And then to get you completely on board and signed up here with the first page of Google, Kyle, there's two ways that you can satisfy the service payment, which is the $2.99. You can take care of that with a company business card, or you can take care of that with a personal debit card. We accept both. Which one would you want to use?
Sorry about that. I'll do personal Visa.
Personal Visa. Okay. Just keep in mind that because we do work with very secure systems on Google, the name on the card has to be identical. So I know sometimes a lot of cards, when we speak with a lot of clients, they have a middle initial. Does yours have a middle initial, or does it just say Kyle Scheid?
The first and last name.
First and last name. Okay, perfect. Give me one second here. Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can provide me the numbers. If it's a Visa, it's going to start with a number 4, and then while we're on the phone, I'll get that confirmation over to your email.
Okay. 1 second, please. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
4217-8360.
Okay.
0024.
Okay.
1560.
Expiration date?
11/26.
11/26. And then lastly, it's something that's called a CC code, Kyle. It's 3 digits behind the card.
429.
Okay. And then one more thing. Can you please verify the billing address that's attached to this card?
48060.
Okay. 48060. Okay. Oh, that's the billing address. I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's 48060. Can I have the complete address? So 4860.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my apologies. It's 206, one word, Old Brook, and then Lane, Port Huron, Michigan, 48060.
Okay. You said 206 Old Book, OLDBOOK?
BROOK.
Oh, Brook. Sorry. Okay.
And also, I got a bit of a speech impediment.
No. It's okay. No worries. Okay, I pulled it up here. All right. Just bear with me a couple of seconds so I can verify that the information that you provided and that the card you provided is a valid one, okay? It's just taking me a couple of seconds to verify that here. While I'm doing that, I'm going to read to you our disclosure, which is very brief. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice, Kyle. If you do have any questions while I'm reading this, please let me know. I will be more than happy to answer that for you. Welcome to Local Splash. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, Kyle, can you verify the name of the company, please?
Yep, it's Cytology General Services.
Okay, perfect. And then can you state your name and the title that you have with the company, please?
I'm sorry, you say my title?
Yeah, your title. Like, are you the manager, the owner, the CEO? What's your title with the company?
Owner.
Owner, okay. Perfect. And you are an authorized person to start services on behalf of Cytology General Services, correct?
Yes.
And you are an authorized party on the card that you provided, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Kyle, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative here alongside as Google partners. If you ever did bring any other company on board, all we ask is you keep us in the loop with that. Also, your payment will be processed today, which is February 18th, for the amount of $299. Your next payment will not be due until March 18th. Okay, and that the amount is always going to stay the same, $299. Also, keep in mind, this is not a contract, Kyle. You do have the right to stop the service at any time if you're not satisfied. Okay, keep that in mind. Also, we do ask that if you ever did want to stop the service, you give us a call to our customer service number. I just texted it over to you, so you have it in your text messages, okay? Because I was going to read it off to you, but I see that I texted it to you already, so you have it there. All right, so just bear with me here one quick second. In a few seconds, Kyle, you're going to start getting text messages. You're going to start getting emails with your confirmation. In about 30 seconds to a minute, you're going to get an email, you know, which is your invoice. That particular email does have two little symbols that you got to fill in that says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need and that the information that you provided is correct. Oh, one last question I forgot to ask, Kyle. Are you going to get a courtesy call from our IT guys? These are the guys that, I'm sure you know what the IT department is, right? They're the guys that built the website, that put you on Google. They do all the back-end work for us. You're going to get a call from them. They can call you today in the afternoon if you're available, or we can schedule it for tomorrow morning. When would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother?
I'll do tomorrow morning about the same time. I'm more likely be available then than this afternoon.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So let's do tomorrow morning. Let's see here. Let me see what time I have available. I have 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Kyle.
Let's do 10 a.m., please.
10 a.m., okay. All right, we'll do tomorrow, 10 a.m. All right. Perfect. Okay. All right. I'll help. If you have about 2 minutes to spare right now, Kyle, I don't know if you have 2 minutes, but if you do, I can help you fill out that email that you got. That way, when you speak to our IT guys, it can save you about 10 or 15 minutes because they're going to ask you to do it anyway. So, if you want, I can help you do that. It will take about 2 seconds, or you can do it yourself. I mean, it's up to you.
Okay. I'm gonna take a peek at it.
Yeah. That way, I mean, I usually when I do this with my clients, I like to help them. That way, when they speak to our IT guys, because you know, it'll just save you a few minutes. And it's just simply, like I said, saying, "Hey, you have permission to text me, and everything that I provided is correct." So. If you look at your emails, you already got two that went through. There's one that says local splash initial invoice. Let me know when you're looking at that one, please.
Okay.
All right. When you open that up for me. If you open the correct one, it's going to say, "Hello, Kyle. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below." Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So what you want to do, what we're looking for is towards the bottom. It's going to be little blue letters, Kyle, that says, "Please click here to accept terms." Let me know if you see that.
Yep.
Okay. Click on there. Once you click on there, it's going to take you to a second page that's on the top. It's going to say local splash terms of experience. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, I do.
Okay. What we're trying to look for now is your phone number, which is going to be located towards the bottom left. It's going to say mobile phone, and then you're going to see your phone number. Let me know when you locate that.
Yep.
Okay. Right underneath your number, that's where those two little boxes that you have to click on are there. So the first one says, "I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number." SMS is another way of saying text messages. So this says that you give us permission to get a hold of you if we need to. So click on the first box. And then the second box says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card that I provided and all the information is complete and accurate." So you would click on the second box. Let me know when you clicked on both boxes.
Uh-huh.
And also what this is going to do, Kyle, it's going to give you access to our dashboard. You're going to be able to see how many people click on the Google listing, how many phone calls you're getting from Google. It's going to allow you to see all the back end work that we're able to see. You're going to be able to see as well.
Hold on.
Yeah, once you clicked on those two boxes, like three or four sentences down, it says signature, and then it's your name, Kyle Scheid. You have to type in your name right underneath where your name is typed in. There's a little orange box that says click here and type your name. You have to type in your name exactly as it is there, Kyle Scheid, and then you would hit confirm signature. And then that's going to take you to a different page where it's going to ask you for your username and password. So let me know when you do that.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Are you seeing the username and password here? Let me check if you did it correct. Give me 1 second. Okay. Yeah, you did it correctly. So you're going to get the username and password from our IT department tomorrow, Kyle. What you needed to do on your end, it's already all said, brother. Let me be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google. I think you're going to be very happy, you know, having your business on that first page of Google. And most importantly, busy, you know, because happy is one thing, busy is another. So, again, thank you for the opportunity, Kyle. Again, just do me a big favor. Please make sure you don't miss that phone call at 10 a.m. tomorrow. It's important because it's going to come from our IT department. Because if you miss that call, then we would have to reschedule. So I'll send you a reminder right now as well as a courtesy that says, it's a Google reminder that just says, hey, you have a meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. so you don't forget. Okay. But aside from that, Kyle, we look forward in having a long-term relationship with Skydology General Services, and we know that the only way that we can keep you as a customer for a long-term basis is to make sure that we keep you busy, brother. So, again, I think you're going to really enjoy the Google services. Welcome on board. Like I said, everything that you had to do is already set. Tomorrow that you speak to our IT department, they will provide that username and password for you, and then we will get the ball rolling tomorrow, 10 a.m.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, Kyle. Again, thank you very much, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Just again, please don't miss that phone call. It's going to be coming to you 10 a.m. sharp.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, Kyle. Have a good one now. Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.